Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us right now from Gun Owners of America, he's a representative and a regular guest on the Bob Rose Show, Luis Valdez. Luis, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, and I wish today wasn't what it is today.
Yeah.
There's no words to say it.
Yeah. No, and look, we're going to get into the actual event a little bit. You have a background in law enforcement, so I think that's important here, and you're a huge Second Amendment supporter. So I want to ask you this. There was a court case, and I mean, this thing would be all we were talking about today if it wasn't for the Charlie Kirk thing and the anniversary of 9/11. But is open carry going to be the law of the land in Florida because of a recent court ruling, a ruling in fact yesterday?
Open carry is going to be the law of the land. The First District Court of Appeals ruled yesterday that there is no tangible difference between open and concealed carry when it comes to the Second Amendment, that Florida's ban on open carry was and is completely unconstitutional.
And I believe that there was mentioned some of these previous decisions that were made, the Heller one. I mean, you know all these things, but there's like three big ones that were made, and that was all kind of part of this ruling, according to one of the judges, three judges on the court. And I guess here's my fear, like so many other things that were like, yeah, we won. Is there going to be a weak-kneed Republican or a Democrat judge that can somehow just jump up and say, hold on, no, we're going to have an injunction here and try to put this on hold?
Not in the state of Florida. The only possible way that any challenge could have been done is if the attorney general requested a rehearing or appealed it to the state Supreme Court. And the attorney general said, no, the First District Court has the right ruling. We stand by this. We are not going to challenge this. So in a couple of days, about 15 to 16 days now, the court will then, the time frame where a rehearing could have been done will lapse, and by then the official opinion will be out from the court. But the truth of the matter is already you have sheriff's agencies across the state and police chiefs saying, we are not going to enforce open carry. Brevard County Sheriff Wayne Ivey posted yesterday, he has directed all of his deputies to not enforce the open carry ban. I know Clay County has done similar. So there's already word coming out that open carry is the law of the land. You cannot violate someone's civil rights. Now, remember, property rights are still property rights. So if you are open carrying, just as if you're concealed carrying, and you walk into a business and the business asks you not to do that and they ask you to leave, you do have to abide by that. It does not override private property rights. So I'm giving that as a fair warning out there. Folks, respect private property rights.
All right, there you go. So the great information on that, and if anything changes, we know you'll be in touch with us like you always have, and we appreciate that. Charlie Kirk getting murdered the way he did. I mean, is this going to be open season on conservatives? I mean, the attempts on Trump, there's been other politically motivated events like that. Is there a target on conservatives' backs now?
It appears so. As a student of history, similar events happened in pre-Spanish Civil War Spain, where you had Marxists and leftists target monarchists and conservative members of society. The same has happened in Russia. The same happened in Germany. The same happened in Venezuela and Cuba and elsewhere. This is, you know, they always say history doesn't repeat, but it sure rhymes. And right now we're seeing a similar pattern as what has happened in other countries. And the end result is not something that's positive.
We're talking to Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America. He's a representative, and he's also a former law enforcement officer. And so, Luis, you have been a cop. When you first found out that most plausible is that the shooter was on a roof, did you just, blood pressure just go crazy like mine did?
You know, in terms of Charlie Kirk's security detail, it was tailored for confrontational politics in case someone threw a bottle at him or tried to charge him and strike him, or if someone got close to shoot him or stab him. You cannot pre-plan and make everything 100% foolproof. In terms of Charlie Kirk's security detail, I understand what they were looking for, because in prior past instances, it's been people that have been confrontational with him. And myself, as a public speaker, you know, I keep my eye out. I stay vigilant when I speak in public spaces and things of that nature. But I also understand that there is a certain inherent risk being a public figure and speaking in public spaces. And, you know, America lost a great figure, but that pales in comparison to what his family lost. They lost a husband. They lost a father. You know, as a husband and a father myself, my heart goes out to their family. GOA goes out, you know, our collective hearts go out to his family. GOA and Turning Point USA worked hand in hand. Our 2A Defenders College program worked hand in hand with Charlie Kirk. Our Gun Owners Foundation, our nonprofit litigation side worked hand in hand with them. I mean, this attack is horrific on multiple levels, but again, it pales in comparison to what his family has suffered. And that's the worst thing here.
Just moving forward, and you can push this any way you want, you do have many connections. The use of a drone, the use of taking the high ground, being on the highest point, even one person on a roof with binoculars could have prevented this from happening, could have prevented Butler. I hate that we have to learn this lesson over again. Your point is very well taken about limited security and what the focus generally would be. I get it. They have to see big picture stuff, and they have to see what's not coming, just like 9/11. We don't protect people taking over planes. We don't lock the cockpit door. Why would we? So here we are again. And one more thing, and this is the final thing. The killer is still on the loose. What the heck? How can that be?
You know, it's sometimes that happens, and I pray to God, and I know every resource right now in out west is being used to hunt down this person, and I truly hope that it's sooner rather than later that this person is brought into custody and that we get answers, because again, this is just horrific. GOA's heart goes out to Charlie Kirk's family. I had the pleasure of meeting and talking with Charlie Kirk a number of years ago briefly. And he was such a personable, caring, and knowledgeable guy. And he truly did believe in the idea of open, free debate. He truly believed that as a country, we can debate our differences. And for the fact that it has resulted in this is appalling. And what's worse is that you have officials now wanting to restrict our rights because of this.
Mm. We will have many conversations about this, and we will have you on the air having many more conversations related to all this. And we appreciate you being a defender of the Second Amendment, and we pray along with you for the family of Charlie Kirk. Rest in peace. And Lewis, we pray for your safety and your family as well.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.